Martin Pilgrim Pashas Tzobim Vayelech.
Last week in Ender's Day of the Torah, where we spoke about Tzkei Shefa, that's what I remember. It was very complicated, and there were many halachos which we missed out. Therefore, as a sort of chazorah on that, with many hoysofos, we're going to discuss again today a little bit about Tzkei Shefa. Rambam, famous Rambam, everyone quotes Aval Pi Shetkiya Shefer Rosh Hashanah Gzir Sakosov Ramaz Yishboy, there's a Ramaz in it Uri Yishini Mishanaschem, and many people speak about that, that the idea of Shefer is to wake people up, Uri Yishini Mishanaschem. And I think that there's so much emphasis upon the back, all the ambience, all the ideas and all the theme that goes with Shefer, that people sometimes forget that there's actual halachas as well that gets a Shefer. You know, people ask what I was speaking about. I said Shofar. People said, "Hi, discussing the inyonim of Shofar." The main theme of Shofar is always the inyonim, and sometimes the halachas of Shofar get forgotten about. A person focuses just on the inyonim without the actual dealing of Shofar. Then enayach eka tofus a tofel. You got to always make sure to finish the mitzvah, and then all the inyonim that come with it. Like the famous story of the woman went to the bris kerov and said she wants to start wearing a talis. She said, "I feel so holy, I'm so kaddish, I don't wear a talis." So the Bris Kerov tried to dissuade her, but to no avail, she was having none of it. She wanted to wear a talis. So he said to her, "You know what, let's do things slowly, we don't want to rush into it. For a week, we're going to try just to wear the beged without the strings. If that goes well, we'll go to stage two, we'll put on the strings." And she did that, she came back after the week. He said, "How was it?" She said, "Unbelievable, I felt so holy with this beged on." Nowadays it's become quite popular, this. So he said to her, not only we won't make a mitzvah, but there's an issa to wear a beged without strings. So not only you missed out on the mitzvah, but what he did was also. So you can see that you felt so elevated is because of your own emotions and your own feelings, and that's what caused you to feel like this, whereas the actual mitzvah you didn't do. You always got to make sure the first you do the mitzvah right, and then you could go to stage two with all the background of every mitzvah and all the inspiration that you could derive out of the mitzvah. But first thing is to make sure to get it exactly right and make sure that you make the mitzvah. There's very little known about Tekiah Shofar, and many about Tekiahs I've spoken to are unaware of all the intrinsic details and all different shittas that there are to Tekiah Shofar. It's not so hard to get it wrong, it's not so hard to get it right. Therefore, it's important to know the exact halachas, what's going on, and even people that aren't blowing, it's kedai to know what's going on. Many halachas are negate to people listening, and the halachas even that may not be negate to you, but at least to know the background of what's going on, comes to the Yom HaDin. You have a mitzvah daraisa on Rosh Hashanah, a mitzvah daraisa on every Yom Tov, but it's Yom HaDin, so the mitzvah daraisa of Yom HaDin, it's kedai to know what's going on. So the first few halachas are negate to the actual shemim as well, people that hear, not only the guy blowing. Therefore these halachas are for sure negate to everyone, even not the actual Baal Tekiah, but everyone else also has to know the halachas. First halacha is, we mentioned the other night already, you've got to hear the whole koil. Every koil the guy blows, Tekiah, Shavar, Shavar, whatever he blows, you've got to hear the whole koil. Now normally you're not leaving shul, you're taka hanging around, you're there, so it's very hard not to hear the whole koil. The main thing to remember is you can't be Mesiach Das. In the middle of the call, you think, okay, I've heard enough. You start spacing out, you start the yerotim, there's the ask call, you start talking, you start hashering. You gotta remember, if you're hearing the call of the Shofar, you gotta hear with kavana the whole call of Tchilah Vatzif. Now, there's a very interesting complication because of this halacha, which is very negeh, and I think it happens quite often, and because of this, If it does happen, then the people listening would be b'chlal no yitzhah d'ol mitzvah. And I think it happens quite often. And that is, it gets complicated, you're going to have to hold on. You have a Baal Tekiah who blows a set. Right, every seven is Tekiah Shavam Trua, or Tekiah Trua, Tekiah, he blows a set. He blows his Tekiah, beautiful. He blows his Shavarim, beautiful. Comes to the last Tekiah, and he tries, and it doesn't quite go. So what do? You blow again the Tekiah, no problem. Brilliant. The problem is, if when that Tekiah was failing, in his mind he thought to himself, this Tekiah is not going, I'm going to have to stop and restart a new one. So in his mind he was mabatal this coil. That means he was blowing a coil that he did not validate it for Tekiah Shofar. It was just a coil, it was a failed coil. He didn't think in his mind, this is a valid coil. Which means in the middle of the coil, his mind switched off, this coil is not a kosher coil. Now if it was a kosher coil, many coilers, even though it doesn't sound so great, might as well be kosher. If it's a kosher coil, you have a kosher coil, but his mind, his das, his kavanah was in the middle, let's say I'm finished, I'm not listening to the end of this coil. So you have a tekiah, you have a proper coil, but it's not a valid one because you didn't have kavanah. This is a classic example of a coil where in the middle he stopped having kavanah. Such a coil will pass the whole set of his, whatever he's blowing, pass the whole set, and he'd have to do the whole set again. Now many times this does happen, a Baal Tekiah can falter towards the end, and he's unaware, and he thinks in his mind this coil's no good, and really it could be as good, and he's missed out on the whole set. And that set's missing. So if he needs that, his cheshbon of his coilers, he's missing out on the set. Many Baal Tekiahs have kavana, whatever they blow, whatever's good is good, whatever isn't good isn't good. And the Rebbe Shimon can decide it's not. I'm not going to think yes, think no, I'll just blow what I can, and whatever goes, goes. You do that, you're fine. But if you have a kavanah in the middle of a coil, not to be out of this coil, then you've lost the coil and you may have lost the whole set. So it's kedai, the people listening to it, same thing, you've got to also listen, the same kavanah, you hear a coil, it isn't good, you think, oh no, you better redo this. You've lost this coil, it could be you've lost the whole set. And if that set's part of your cheshbon, you won't be out of the mitzvah. So always have kavanah, whatever he blows, even if it's not great, in case that's the right coil, I'll be out with it, even if it sounds a little bit funny. Another halacha which is negay as well to the people listening is you must know the koilas one he's blowing. If you think he's blowing a tekiah, he's about to do a shavarim, and really blows a trua, that tekiah was invalid for whoever thought that, the Baal Tekiah, people listening. And as you hear a tekiah, you're looking and you say that, you say, hey, shavarim's next, and really you messed up, or they're doing a different seder, what you have in your seder. And as you have shavarim from the trua, that tekiah is invalid. It's got to be you know the tekiah you're going for shavarim, or a trua, or shavarim trua. Whatever the tekiah is going for, you must know what it's going for. So if you make a mistake, you've lost that tekiah, and you've lost the whole set. The best is, sorry? All of them. Well, it depends. Not all of them are daraisa. The animals might be drabonans or chumras. Whatever you need, you've got to know which tekiah it's for. So the ikka mitzvah is the first 30. Yeah. So, however, there are other shittas we do later. There's no shul, I think, that does all the same all the way through. There's always little changes, we discuss, we go down, what the changes are. There's usually to do the minimum of each shittah. So if that shittah is the right one, it's big machlekas, Shulchan Aruch brings down a couple of different days, it's not machriya. So if that's the right one, and they're doing it later, you've got to hear it. So if they blow it, we take on the yotzeh, usually the first 30, we say that all the shittas are etzim makosha, but the etzim is a sofik, it's machlokas. So if that, the last one is the real one, you want to be into that too. Still a bit of a sofik. Especially if a person, if a woman's only going to hear 30, she's not even staying, then for sure she's got to make sure. But we take on the whole thing as a sofik, that's why we don't talk until the end. Because even the end tekiahs, they do all different variations of each tekiah, they do each different variables of the shvarim, trua, and etzim, that. As we'll discuss, if you always got to keep your ears out to know what's going on. The only way to be yotza, even if you're not sure what's going on, or even if he gets it wrong, is to think, like we said before, whatever he blows on, be yotza with, that means I expect a trua to come next, and really, a shavarim comes next, doesn't matter. And my dad is whatever he blows. I'm following through in the siddur. If I get it wrong, it doesn't matter. This tekiah could be shavarim, could be trua. I assume it's for a shavarim. If they do a trua, I'm always happy. And if you have that kavanah, then you're always okay.
It's not better than not to look in the siddur, than just to listen.
That might be even better. Then you have no das at all. You're just blindly following the Baal Tekiah. Then that's the best. But if you want to follow him, just have das. Have in mind that you're not definitely expecting this. Rather, any coil he blows will be good. If you expect to shvarim, follow a tekiah, the crew follows, you've lost it. Sorry? For yes, a lot of times what they do is the Baal Tekir doesn't even have to ask himself. He has to ask whether the Baal Makir is calling out. He's blowing, he's busy, he's concentrating on the Shofar. Baal Makir, that's his job. He's going to be reasoning out, that's all he has to do. So he has to ask the main das. So everyone's following the Baal Tekir. Baal Tekir is following the Baal Makir. And then everyone's happy. That's always a great idea. But don't think specifically what it says in Yisidah in case it's wrong. Okay. Again, we spoke about this many times. You've got to have Kavanah. This is Kavanah for what you're doing for Shofar. First day, Mr. Isa. Second day, you must not have Kavanah, Mr. Isa. Shalab al Toysif. Kavanah, Mr. Drabonon. If you don't have the right Kavanah, also is when you say in the Maxis, a Hini Mechavan. But Mr. Isa, you got to miss those words out second day. Not Mr. Isa. So you always watch out. Whenever these Hini Mechavans you come up with, you can't say Mr. Isa if it's not a Mr. Isa. Second day, Yomzov. Again, that's Kavanah. Blowing Shofar, after you've been Yotza, you can't blow Shofar. Sorry?
You said he has to be Mecham the second day, is not the Raisa.
Right.
Why does he say Shechionu?
Oh, very good. Shechionu, firstly, is a Drabonon. So he's, even if it's a Mr. Drabonon, he says Shechionu. As many Drabonon say Shechionu. And it's a Svei Yisofik, if Rosh Hashanah is one day or 2 days, how we take off. If we take on La Halacha, there's not the Raisa second day. Many Kulas we rely on the second day. So you can't say Mr. Zasei. It's Pasha Ron, it's not Mr. Zasei. Well, yeah, it's very important. All Achronim point out that you must change in the Haggadah. They all bring down, all Achronim bring down. The Haggadahs don't print it as big Mishal, and you mustn't say it, it could be as the Raisa. So you don't, there is a Raisa for the whole thing, as long as it's a Mizrabonon, you can also be used to saying the Raisa, but all other Rishonim are Chaylik, and many Achronim have a sheet of home, so printed of about 64 Achronim, all bring this down, that you must not say Mizrabonon Raisa on second day, Pesach, Sfer Sahim, can't say the Raisa, Shofar second day, any, the only Mizrabonon Raisa second day, say tonight, as we said last time, is benching, that's always Mizrabonon Raisa, but everything else is only Mizrabonon. According to the Torah, there's no such mitzvah. All right, go there, Israel, you see. It's all Drabonon for Zechus Laretz. So you must have Kavanah, not for Mr. Isa, specifically not for Mr. Isa. Blowing Shofar all day is normally, also Shabbos, you can't blow Shofar. Rosh Hashanah, we have a Heter, because Mr. Isa, so make them. We let you blow Shofar. After you finish blowing Shofar, you can't just blow it down. Unless you want to be Yotza other Shittas, then it's no problem. But to blow for no reason is also the only Heter is for children. Even someone who, a boy who's 12, any age, under the mitzvah, he can blow shofar as much as he likes, give your kid the shofar, if you trust him with it, and let him blow as much as he likes. But over mitzvah, we don't blow extra koilos, unless it's a koil that you're not sure if you use, you want to blow again. If you come late to tekiyah shofar, someone told me it happened one year, someone came running in right at the end of the davening, he went to sleep, I'm not sure when, and he woke up right at the end of the musaf. So you want to hear the last koilas was to get as well. If a woman comes, she wants to hear the koilas, she can get out to the first lot, she wants to come to the second lot, no problem, hear the second lot. But you can make a bracha as well, even though you missed the brachas at the beginning, it doesn't matter. As we said earlier, we take on all the koilas, the etzma kasha. So even the ones at the end, which are other shittas, she can come along and make a bracha, hear those koilas, make shechionu as well. She's outside shul, about to blow, first bracha, shechionu, no problem. And she'd be eating like that, and you can cut the brachas as well, even if we missed the brachas from the chazan earlier on. Usually they try and get the main shittas in the first 30. No, bichlal not, fakir. There we don't blow the full set of each. Blow one of each, we show them how that works. Tosis brings down through Mehalchim, Rosh Hashanah, Lamas Gimel. It doesn't work. It's not so posh, bichlal, how it's machas echorins and shofars. Fakir, Tosis says, because we're ready to be Yotza, so much more meikel, we only hear one of each. But the ikk is the first ones. But if you didn't hear those, as long as you heard three of each, which is Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofar, each one's got one of each, then you've heard your 30, you're fine as well. We blow 100 kelos, as we said last time as well. 100 kelos in Rosh Hashanah is a Gemal Ge'inyan, the 100 brochas is a Chiyuv every single day. Shabbos, you should have 20, Rosh Hashanah, you should have 21. Easy to remember, 21 brochas, Rosh Hashanah, back with the Meir Kelos, for sure you have to be back with the Meir brochas. Now you get to the actual complications of Tekiyah Shofar. I hope you got a little bit slower than last time. I'm trying to get it clear how exactly it works. Chazal tell us Tekiyah Shofar, the Gemara says, Chochmah ve'ein melacha. It's a Chochmah. Why is it a Chochmah? The Gemara says, because the Gemara says, anyone can blow. You can get a goy, come and blow. The answer is, the Gemara says that it's a Chochmah because there's so many halachas and how to get it exactly right. To get all the different ways exactly how to do it and to get it exactly right. That's the Chochmah. It's not so simple. Taka many Baal Tekiyahs practice a long time. Rabbi David Soloveitchik's Baal Tekiyah, he blows every single day of the year 100 koilos. I suppose that doesn't mean Shabbos and Yom Tov. Every other day of the year, he blows 100 koilos every day of the year to make sure he keeps them exactly fit and ready for Rosh Hashanah. So, whole Chochmah, how to blow. Anyone can blow, but to get it exactly right, that's the Chochmah. Now the Gemara says that it says in the pasuk Yom Teruah three times, and from that we learn out the whole Tekiah Shofar goes in sets of three. There's many sets of three. The first set of three, we know every set is Tekiah, Shvarim, Teruah. It's a set of three. You've got a Tekiah before, a Shvarim or Teruah in the middle, or Shvarim, Teruah together in the middle, and a Tekiah, yeah, that's your set of three. Not only that, we blow every set three times. Do a Tekiah, Shvarim, Teruah three times. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah three times. Everything we do three times. It's always sets of three. Before every Tekiah and after every Tekiah, the Baal Tekiah takes a breath. A breath, as we said, which breaks up the coil. That means if you blow a coil that isn't good, lechatzchila might not be ma'akev b'diavad, but lechatzchila you take a breath, because every time you want to do a new coil, you take a new breath. You do a tekiah, a breath. Shavarim, a breath. And so if you do a tekiah and it fails, it's kedai to take a breath, and thereby you break off your last tekiah, show that was invalid, and now you're doing a new tekiah. A breath always breaks up the different sets, the different coilers within each set. The Gemara asks, why do Shavarim, Teruah, and we do as well Tashra, which is Shavarim, Teruah together. Do Tekiah, Shavarim, Teruah. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. And as well we do Tekiah, Shavarim, Teruah, Tekiah. And the Gemara says, because Chazal were not sure which is the right one. Is it Shavarim? Is it Teruah? Or is it Shavarim, Teruah together as one, linked together as one? So the Gemara asks, fine, just do Shavarim, Teruah. Monoshech. If Shavarim's right, you have a Shavarim. If Teruah's right, you have a Teruah. And if they're both right, you have both together. Brilliant. So there the Chazal already tell us that it's a hefsek. You can't have a hefsek in the coil if it's a tekiah is gonna be just before whatever you blow and a tekiah straight afterwards. If the shvarim is right, the tekiah shvarim, you now have a trua interrupting between the shvarim and the tekiah. So therefore that's what we do all three shittas, which is tashra, tara, tashra. All three we do to chabarain. If it's the shvarim, it's the shvarim, trua, trua. I know one has in the shul and the person said, don't know why they blow so much. I'm just mechavim for the shvarim, so I think that's the main one. If you can think what you like, if you don't, if Klapa Shmaya Galia, the real thing that Shmaya is the Teruah, or the Shvarim Teruah, you're not Yotze, you've got to hear each one. And because there's so many variations of how to get it right, you're running into... You could end up, and this one blows over a thousand koilas, because there's so many different shittas, and each one he wants to chap in each one. So, if you want to have fun, you can go all day with all different shittas within each one, within a Shvarim, within a Teruah, within a Shvarim Teruah. Now the first, and probably most important halacha, actually, I met about Tekiah on Shabbos. He told me I saw he spoke about Shofar. What do I need to know? He's been blowing for a couple of years. He knows the basics. What do I need to know? And I told him, I think this is the only halacha which is not always so well known, and it's probably the most important halacha in all Tekiah Shofar. And that is that every Tekiah must be as long as whatever you blow in the middle. I mean, if you blow a Shavarim, your Shavarim takes a second, three quarters within a second. Each Tekiah must be a second long. If it takes you 2 seconds, each Tekiah 2 seconds long. And I think this is a big problem because many times people blow Tashrat, which is a Shvarim and Teruah. We'll see shittas later that you may have to take a breath in the middle. So a Shvarim with a Teruah with a breath can amount 4 seconds, so on and so quick, 5, it could even be 6 seconds. And a Tekiah before and after must be the same length, which means your Tekiah must be 6 seconds. I think this is a big problem. Many times I've been around and it's very, very close, so you're not quite sure if you caught it or not. But do you have it if it's exactly the same or a drop less, there are shittas that I make already. But lechatchila, tekiah, the most important halacha for every Baal Tekiah is to know that tekiah before and after must completely cover the middle in length. However long the middle is, it must be properly longer. And again, this is the one halacha which I think is not so well known, and probably the most important halacha for a Baal Tekiah that knows the basics, to remember this, to chap it is long enough, tekiah should be longer.
Save or can be longer?
It should be saved, it's impossible to get it.
Should
so, yeah. It should match the middle. Yeah, sorry, it should match the middle, exactly. It is a shit of the holes. If it doesn't match the middle, it only matches the chiv of the middle. And the chiv is a minimum shvarim, a minimum teruah. And now you can cut down just because you take longer to blow. Yeah. So that's the first halacha again to about tekiah, to make sure the tekiah matches whatever the middle is, and as long as that. Then you get to the first break in the shit, the first machlokas. And the chava breaks down, tof kutzadi. The machlokas Rashi Tosfos. The Mishnah says, how long is a Shavarim? We know Shavarim is three koilas. How long is each one? And the Mishnah says, it's three. Now what's three? Rashi learns three, because there's three koilas. A Shavarim is three koilas. So each one is one, that's three. Why is it three? Because each one is three shots. So there's one shot for each koil, for each shever. Tosfos says, no, each shever is the length of three. Each shever is the length of three of the shortest possible blows. The shortest possible blow you can blow, let's say on average it's 5 in a second. So 5 koilas in a second, which means each koil The minimum is 0.2 of a second, a fifth of a second. So according to Rashi, each one is a fifth of a second. Right? The minimum, shortest, blow anyone can ever do. That's just as Rashi. Tosfos says, no, each shever is 3. So if you blow like Rashi, you won't be able to go to Tosfos. If you blow Tosfos, you might have Rashi. We'll discuss you in our works. You might have Rashi. Because Tosfos says, each one is the length of the 3 shortest. That means you blow a Truah. Truah is the shortest curl you do, 9 of the shortest. Each one of those is the shortest possible curl you could do. A shever, according to Tosfos, is 3 of those. So a shevarim is the same length as a Truah. Truah is 9 ones, and a shevarim is 3 threes. Simple maths. Okay, so that's the first machlokes Rashi Tosfos, how to do it exactly. Sorry? Oh, we're going to get to the breath though. So that's the first machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Now, because we said the tekiah's got to be as long as the middle, so according to Rashi, a tekiah will be much shorter than Tosfos, because a tekiah for Rashi is as long as the shevarim, which is 1, 1, 1. According to Tosfos, 3, 3, 3. So the tekiah will be longer, according to Tosfos, than Rashi. What do we do with halacha l'maisa? So the Mechaber brings down both shittas. He's no achra, he doesn't say what to do. He doesn't even say Yerush Rav should do both. He just mentions this shitta and that shitta, and that's it. He doesn't say anything else. There are achronim hold like Rashi, there are achronim hold like Tosfos. Machlok is both ways. The Mishbrog is Aramat Ephraim, who holds like Tosfos. And that's most accepted, universally accepted, is do like Tosfos. So the first chulma that people do after shul, many shuls they do it in shul, and some shuls they don't, people do it home, is shittas Rashi. Because you will very rarely, I don't think you'll ever hear Shittas Rashi in shul in the main davening. Rather, people do afterwards, or home. So that's the first thing. And Vachlech, we share them here, and Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, doesn't say what to do. So when we blow in shul, just Tosfos, it could be that you completely miss the mitzvah. Now we don't say that, we take on the both colors, the kosher, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write which one to do, shows he's happy with either. But if you want to chap each shitta, which many people do, because according to Rashi, might not have blown, the first thing people do is Shittas Rashi. A shavuot is much, much shorter. Kama like a truah. That's the first machlekes, and that's the first chumrah that people do at home. Tchap shittas Rashi. As we said, Pashas is going to either Rashi or Tosfos. I was talking to a chosher rov in Eretz Yisrael, and he was telling me that you can even make a broch if you blow just Rashi, even though we pass like Tosfos. But because it's 50-50, if you blow just Rashi at home, guy comes home, here, Tosfos is ready, he wants to blow short shavuot for Rashi, and his wife hasn't heard, no problem, she can make a brocha, and listen to shittas Rashi, because we pass both are good. But there's a reason to do both, because Yalom Machlech Tzvi Shainim.
The
Tekiah
will be short as well.
The Tekiah doesn't need to be, you do as long as you like. Every coil, well, not every coil, Tekiah for sure, you do as long as you like. But there's no need to do it long, because you're doing such tiny shvarams, each one's 1, 1, 1. It could be as third as as long as a regular Tekiah. If you blow, the Shulchan Aruch points out, it's Pash the Cheshbon, if you blow a Tekiah very short, like Rashi, you said Rashi and Shvarim is 3, 1, 1, 1. So Tekiah is 3. If you blow a Tekiah of Rashi and a Shavarim of Tosfos, then you completely messed the boat. Your Shavarim is 3, so your Tekiah must be 9, 3 times 3. So if you do a short Tekiah and a long Shavarim, you completely missed it. And then that, everyone will agree, you know he's going to anyone. You've always got to keep consecutive, either do Rashi or do Tosfos. If you're Rashi, doing short Shavarim, each one, 1, 1, 1, 1, it's 3, Tekiah of 3. Even if you're Tosfos, it's 3, 3, 3, 9, Tekiah of 9. Sorry? Why don't they? Yeah. I always had this kasha, I'm not sure. There are many other shizas they try and do. I never understood this. Shizas Rashi is the first machlekas. The old kasha begins with this machlekas. So if this is the first machlekas, you should take it to Inshul. I don't know. I heard that there are other countries, different in Hagen, where they tackle to try and get this, but main psak by most Ashkenazi, even Sephardi places, is to tackle to it like this. And because of this, the famous Tuhutu, you go to some shuls, they do for Shvarim, Tuhutu, Tuhutu, Tuhutu. Even that's Machlech, is it Tuhutu, is it Utu, is it Tuhu, is 3 shittas within that. But that's where this idea was first born. Why do we do these? So there's a Ramban holds that's meant to blow, but if we do a basket like that, we ask the Shvarim to be straight. So why are we doing Tuhutu, Hutus? The answer is because we want to chab both shittas. We want to chab Tosfos, we want to chab Rashi. How does it work? Very simple. Kunta Tosfos, you have a long Sheva. Tuhutu is longer than just one Shulkech. Shulkech will be 2. Kunta Rashi. Tosfos holds longer. So Tuhutu is Tosfos. It's as long as 3 Kechas together. Beautiful. How do you get Rashi? We said Rashi holds a Shavorim has to be only 1 coil. Why? Because if it's longer than 1 coil, it's a Tekiah. A Tekiah, we said, is as long as the middle. If each one in the middle is 1, so you have 1, 1, 1 equals 3. So Tekiah is 3. So once you've blown 3, it's a Tekiah. It's not a Shavorim. It's a Tekiah. So we keep the shavarim to the minimum and the tkiya to the maximum, and that way we help each one separately. If you blow a long shavarim, it would be a tkiya of Mandarashi. Because once you hit three of Mandarashi is the length of a tkiya. Because of this, we blow two twos. There are many Rishonim, Tosfos, Ritva, who say that a tekiah must be straight. If you blow a tekiah, it's one straight coil. Two, straight through. It's a straight coil. If it's not straight, it's not a tekiah. So they say, blow two utus, and that's machriya that you're not doing a tekiah. We said before, you do a short sheva to show it's not a tekiah. Do a long sheva, as long as you like. It might be a tekiah. It can't be. A tekiah straight, because it's not straight. So the fact that you've changed the style of the sound, that's machriya to shvorim. If that's machriya to shvorim, then you've got much more time to play with. You do it as long as you like. As long as it's not straight, it's definitely not tkiya. So you do a tkiya straight, and shvorim do as long as you like, up and down, up and down, up and down, and then you do a tkiya. And the middle can't be a tkiya. It was so long, it was long like a tkiya. Yeah, but it was wavy. If it's wavy, it can't be a tekiah. And that way you have those shittas, Rashi and Tosfos together. And that's why and when the tutu was first thought of, and that's why many shuls take the tutu. Now, what's the against this? Why don't we all just do this and everyone's happy? We've got Rashi and Tosfos. So the first answer is, as we know, everything in Yiddishkeit, we don't like new ideas. For thousands of years, no one did this, and this was thought about maybe the last 100 years. A little bit questionable why no one thought about it before. People are not getting smarter. The idea of the Torah is not getting larger. So why was it never thought about? Any new idea we're already very wary of what's going on. Why did no one think of this? That's the first reason why some people don't like this idea. The second, maybe more important reason why people don't like this idea, because we said the difference between shvarim and a tkiya is a tkiya is straight and shvarim is not straight. Now many times you hear a tkiya is also not straight. The Baal Tekiah starts playing do in the middle and changes note. Do goes up and down a note, changes note. Now, if you validate such a Tekiah, you're showing that you don't care if your Tekiah is not exactly straight. A wavy Tekiah is great for you too. So, how can you say that anything wavy is a Shvarim? 2 seconds ago, you did a Tekiah which wasn't straight. So, if you're using the type of tone to Machriyaf as a Tekiah Shvarim, it will only work as long as your Tekiahs are as straight as an arrow. Once they start moving up and down, so up and down is good for tekiah. The fact that you do a shvarim up and down, not machriya, it's a shvarim. It could be a tekiah. Mamela, that's why some people do not like the idea. And this is already a third shitta. So in davening, people do straight ones, they do two utus up and down. So you've already got 60 koilas of one of straight, one of up and down, shvarim. So that's why and when the tutu was first brought in, and that's why we do it. Then you get to the next machlekas. This machlekas of Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. Here he is machriya, the Ramah's chelik, and achriya machelik within the mechaber Ramah. And there's machlekas mishmur and chaznish within that. Within the chaznish is the 3 machlekas how it works. So you have many machlekas within this halacha. And that is the breath, the neshima. Do you take a breath between the shvarim and shura? In the tashrei, you do tekiah, shvarim, shura, tekiah. Right, shvarim, shura together. Now, when we do these 2 koilas together, we said every time you want to break a koil, you do a breath. If you do a tkiya, breath, shavaram, breath, tkiya. Beautiful. You never do a tkiya, shavaram, trua in one blow. You always do a breath before and after.
That's how we did the first 30, shavaram, trua goes together.
Yeah, shavaram, trua, but not tkiya.
No.
Right. So,
and then later, shavaram, trua.
Right, so why do we do that? So we're going to explain how that works. Before and after every middle, you do a breath, right? Tekiah, shvar, tekiah, breath, shvar, breath, tekiah. A breath breaks out the tekiahs of the middle. Or a trua. Tekiah, breath, trua, tekiah, breath. A breath always breaks it out.
Yeah.
Now we do shvar and trua together. Is pshat is one coil. There's a coil called a shvar and trua. The sound of a shvar and trua together as one. That's the coil the Torah wants you to do. Well, no, it's a shvarim and shura together, but not as one. It's 2 koilas, each one individual koil, but you're doing them at the same time, doing them within the middle section. Well, how would you play this out differently? Very simple. If it's one koil completely together, then you'd blow shvarim and shura without a breath. It's one koil, all in one. The real halacha is, it's 2 koilas, just you do them together, then you take a breath, and the breath would break up. So it's either shvarim, breath, shura, or shvarim, shura in one. And most shuls do both. So again, we're already up to 60 koilas. Now you should be up to 120. Okay, it's only in Tashrei, not all of them. But you're already doubling again because you want to get both shittas in. Shvarim and Trua, you need 30 of each. So The numbers are going high, and we've only come up to the second machlokas. There's at least 15 machlokas in here. So if you start doubling, it's like tefillin. There's not that many machlokas in tefillin. If you do each shitter with each one, you're going to get to the numbers. There's at least 64 pairs of tefillin you can wear to pierce all different shitters. It's here as well, to get all the shitters in with each one, you're going to start doubling. It gets quite high. So this is the second machlokas. It's a shvarim shroy, one breath, one two breaths. Then you get to the machlokas. Within this machlokas, what's called a breath and what's called no breath? And Mishmurim is a breath, very simple, is the shortest breath you can do. You inhale, usually through your nose, as the shofar is ready in place. You don't start breathing through your mouth, you breathe through your nose. The shortest possible breath you can do. You can listen there for Rosh Hashanah, get Shavarim, you get a guy take a breath, a very short one, then a trough. And together, the Mishmurim, you do it together, but you've got to hear there's a separate coil. So you do a Shavarim, a slight pause, and a trough. That's the Mishmurim Shitta, which is the Ikka Shitta people do. A breath means to take a small breath through your nose, and no breath means you take a little gap. But together, no breath. The Chaznish is chaylik. The Chaznish is no. A breath doesn't mean a breath. It means the amount of time that is nikah, that it's as if you took a breath. Which means the Mishabru's breath is like the Chaznish's breath is not actually a breath. It's a gap. So you have Mishabru's as a breath. Together is no breath. The Chaznish is the no breath of the Mishabru is a breath of the Chaznish. So a neshima of the Chaznish is the no neshima of the Mishabru. Chaznish says no, it doesn't mean a breath. It means a tiny gap. And together means even less than a tiny gap. Mamash together. Within this Chaznish is a machlokes, Rav Nissim Kreis and Chaim Kanievsky, how exactly the Chaznish did it? Did he do mamash no gap? That means the Shvarim Shroy was one. Sorry? Now, hold the Mishmur, even if there's no breath, you still leave a gap, a noticeable gap, the smallest noticeable gap. Yeah. So you should hear Shvarim and Trosh. Chaznish is no mamash together. So Chaznish says, if you leave a noticeable gap, that's the Kadeinah Shiva, it's like you took a breath. But don't take a breath. No breath of the Chaznish means mamish together. And here the machlokes will go mamish together. Is it one? Is it not one? So the machlokes basically boils down to this. And when you blow Shavar, here three colors. Do three colors, but it's completely together. There's no real gap. That's the sort of gap you leave between the Shavar and the Truah. You do straight to the Truah, you hear a gap. The other shitter is that it's slightly more than that, but not quite as much as the Chaznish, which is hard to work out exactly what they mean. But those are three different shitters. Many shuls try and do Chaznish, and if they don't do Chaznish, after having the first thing many shuls do is the Chaznish. And within the Chaznish is three malchim, how you do Chaznish. So, if you want to start doubling your figures again, it's going up and up and up, how many you can blow. There were people that blew shofar all day, many, many gdolim, from a long time ago already. And our generation as well, as many people that blow all day. They come home before the meal, during the meal, after the meal, till Shkia, they're blowing and blowing. It's got every different shitta. And there's much more machleksim than this. This is just the basics, the shitta ramam, the shitta raiva, it gets much more complicated. This is the ikka shittas that we do in shofar. And in most shuls, you listen now for you hear what's going on a little bit. Okay. Yes, sure, both days they do this. Oh, it's a very good question. That firstly, Rosh Hashanah, as we said, the second day is treated like a daraisa, much more than other Yom Tovim, as we have a Sofik and a Shechionu. It's much more than a regular Yom Tov. And also, even as Drabonim, we want to get it right. You want to be the Yom Adin, the one missed daraisa, the Yom Adin, you want to get it. Hang on. Yeah, it's a Drabonim, but you want to get it right. No, you can't be missed daraisa because we take on this Drabonim. It's a much stronger Drabonim than a regular Yom Tov. There's different levels in Drabonim. By Shabbos as well, the Moshul. Many Drabonons will make on Shabbos with a Shimei, with a Goy. Our Drabonons, you'll never make it even with a Goy. There's different levels of Drabonons. So here as well, all Yom Tov will quite make on second day. There's a Terim, Moshul, Refuah, for it. Again, you want to take tablets, Shabbos is also. Second day, Yom Tov, all Refuah is Mutah. Rosh Hashanah is not so simple. It could be a higher level. Many Drabonons will make on Erev Tavshilin, making it tonight. This is again, Erev Tavshilin. One of the Terim, Erev Tavshilin, does not apply on Rosh Hashanah. We don't give that heta only on the regular Yom Tov, it's much lesser Drabonon. So it is Drabonon, but it's a very severe Drabonon, therefore we want to get it as right as we can. One last shitta, which again many people are choshish for, that is the Taimini Yekish Trua. We blow a Trua, there's loads of little gaps, it's all the way through, each one's a separate code. The Taimini, and this is how they did it in Germany, is the code goes up and down, woo woo, like a whale, up and down, there's no break in the code. This Trua as well, people try and get, and if you want to do it again, you've got to do it in every Shvarim Trua, you want to do it again with the Taimini one, and then you do just the Trua by itself, and the Taimini one. So you start, your numbers start doubling or tripling again, and it goes up and up and up. And many shuls, not many shuls, there are some shuls I should say, that do this after davening. Many people were mekdon it, some Gedolim said yes, some Gedolim said not. The kasher is, if everyone did it back then, which Rui and Klaus were probably doing it a while back, why now we're not doing it? So some say the minute's changed. So yesterday one sefer said the whole thing of Tekiah Shofar is to copy people crying. So people cry differently today. Okay, that may go. I don't know. So the whole different smart is why we're not so makbet on this girl, but many people are makbet on it and Taka do this girl. Sorry?
They have to announce which shita they're doing.
No, as long as you mechach, well, you hear basically it was a shram or trua. So as long as you know shram or trua, it doesn't matter whose shram or trua is. As long as the main thing is it's gear, it's a shram, it's a trua, which one it is. Well, after that, whatever it is. But which shita they don't need to know, as long as it could be a shram, could be not. So you always mechach, that's why most Baal Tekiahs we've said always mechach. Whatever I blow, it should work if it's right, it shouldn't work if it's wrong. And it's one of those things like a gamble. And with that, you just do as many shits as you can, try and chab right. I wrote down a chart, I have a home of 15, the main 15 shittas. My chavrus has got about 35, so I'm not so bad with 15. And those are the main shittas you do. Most of them they're done in shul, I think 9, 10 of them are done in shul, there's only about 6 shittas to go home. Everyone wants to be machan to do the shittas at home, but if you want to go on, like I said, so long as the galus, the list you can do. And there are, they say, sure, Lebdiskin and other gedolim, Taka did all different galus. There were gedolim who were against it, didn't blow. So that's the machlokes, how exactly you play around with this Tekiah Shofar. You do blow, you don't blow. But the main thing to know is that what you do in shul, usually will yotza. We take on that Tekiah Shita. There are many that hold that whatever you do, yotza. Either Shita, the Rishonim are not really arguing. They're just giving different ideas, but each one was masking, be'ezem to the other one. And that, you've got to say, is the main mahalach, otherwise, it doesn't make sense that you're not yotza, right? They were doing this the last thousands of generations. They've got to be that you are, everyone is yotza, the Eka. But there's a hit to kill the other Shitas. So that's Tekiah Shofar in a nutshell. It goes much, much, much more than that. You can spend much longer on it. That's Tekiah Shofar. Now, just one horror I had on Tshuva, I was thinking this week. Someone mentioned to me an interesting idea. He said that a person, we know, we look at Rosh Hashanah as a court case. A person has a court case and he waits to relax and he comes to it and he gets convicted of the court case. And afterwards he tries to appeal the court case. And someone said to me, it's interesting because that's pretty much what everyone's doing. The main focus on tshuva and changing, on doing, trying to, is attempting to make tshuva after the court case, after Rosh Hashanah. It seems funny that first you wait to get your verdict and then you say, whoops, no, maybe I'm going to change. It would seem much smarter to, before you even get there, to put the ikar emphasis on tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, which is a little bit harder because in Aseis Mei Tshuva is much more the theme. We've got Hamelach HaKadosh, we have Slichas every day, Yom Kippur is around the corner, people feel it much more. But the real, the smart way would be, before you even get to the court case, to try and do Tshuva before you even get to that, and use these days now, which is Miratan, the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim.
That's what
we say Slichas. Right, as we say Slichas already before, but I think it hits people much more, the Slichas of Aseis Mei Tshuva, because it's already in the mode, and he's saying Hamelach HaKadosh, Zochrinu L'chaim. But these are the days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and he asked for Tshuva for the Yidim. Much more now, already now it starts the Emiratim and the time to chaparan and try and do tshuva and get in as much chapar as we can. We've got 2 minutes, a few halachas to get to Rosh Hashanah. There are many things, I wrote a long list of things that people do wrong on Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, you want to get everything right. The things people do wrong, I mentioned a few of them. The third thing is, it's a long Shemoneh Esrei, and people sometimes tired, shvach. So it's almost like a week, you could better sit down. So no problem, you do what he likes. Someone who's not weak should not lean. If you lean Shemoneh Esrei, the Shittas, they hold you b'chlal no yitzah. We pass them b'deavid, you would be yitzah. But l'chatchile, we'd never lean during Shemoneh Esrei.
No.
Or during the vidoy and kippah, it's the same thing. Someone who's shvach, and he can't, otherwise for sure he can lean, he could even sit down. Someone who can stand, you must make a point, careful, you have a shtender, you start putting your hand on it. Before you know you're leaning, our Shittas, you know it's b'chlal Shemoneh Esrei, you gotta watch out. And next halacha in the year as well, people do a long Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. You gotta watch out. If there's someone in front of you who will not do Eis HaShalom, will not walk past you, will not leave because you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah night and everyone's wishing Shana Tova, and you're still going strong, you're still in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and this poor tzaddik in front of you is trapped there. So the Rosh Hashanah, I don't really know what he's thinking up there. He thinks, you know, it's beautiful, he's dabbing to me, but this poor guy can't go home. He's hungry, he's tired, he wants to leave. You gotta watch out. I heard from a Chosh Rav in Eretz Yisrael, he said, you wanna be Mechavan, it's beautiful. Chavon tomorrow, come early to Daven tomorrow, do a long korbanos, 4 hour long korbanos, all the korbanos you can have. And Shemoneh Esrei, let the guy go out. You gotta watch out. If you drop someone in, you're running into problems with another Lachaveri, and you might be also Chorbev Seda. Another mistake you will make on Rosh Hashanah is they come to shul and they haven't got a seat. They get lots of women who don't book a seat there, forget they come to shul and they see this name on, you know, it's got family, whatever, family X, and it's got X, X, X. They've taken 4 seats, you know, one's for the mother, 3's for the kids. Between the kids, what do they need to see? You know, little kids, I'm damning, I'm shoulder. If they reach for the seat, you sit in their seat, it's a gazela. It's chaval. If you want to steal, you can steal, but not Rosh Hashanah. You want to sit in someone's seat, don't sit in their seat on Rosh Hashanah. Come maybe the day before, the day after. Rosh Hashanah, if it's their seat, you're in a kid's seat, it's their seat. Another common mistake, Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about last year, is the common mistake people make. Comes later Rosh Hashanah, and you've got the simonim. And many people make the common mistake of making their eights on the apple. This, of course, is a big mistake. It's probably also. And if you do make eights on the apple, you might have a problem making your eights again on the date. You know, if you ever make a bracha on something which is less chashuv, and he brings something more chashuv, it's a sofik if it covers the more chashuv item. Because your bracha sits on this level. And as something comes more chashuv, your eights might not cover it. If you do come such a sofik, you've got a bit of a problem what to do. Therefore, you, of course, make your eights on the date. So, first a Mishnah, can't be chalik with the Mishnah. First a Mishnah, kula alachin, reshid alfin, shulchan aruch. Therefore, you've got to make sure her eight dafka goes on the apple, on the date, she was a meeting, and not on the apple. There's an eight that people ask for Shlem Zalman if you take the dates out. He wasn't very thrilled about it. His Talmidim said that he said someone who did it, Yishlam Yilismoich, but definitely not Lachatchila. And if you want to get everything right, the first thing you do on Rosh Hashanah night, after the Kiddush HaMoitzi, you want to get the halacha exactly right. For Rosh Hashanah, you make her eight dafka on the date, and nothing else. Another important halacha with the simonim, you got to watch out, there's no Tzoloim. If you even got a sofik, if there's any tuloim, Yosef Chorbev said that again, you're over five, six lavim for a scholar of the simonim, not that someone told me by him at home, they never ever had dates, ever. His father was worried he had tuloim in, that they never had it. If your achish has tuloim in, well now with the fish heads, they all bring down the worms in the head, you gotta watch out. However much you gained by the simonim, you lost it with over any surah manshana, you always watch out that you don't have any problem with that. Negates Yontov, people are aware sometimes using electric hobs, electric ovens, boilers, showers. You run into many, many, many shilas. Anything which is not gas, or even gas nowadays, gas as well, they made it so sophisticated. There's different things that happen in the gas stove. But gas a little bit safer, usually, especially the old ones, you can't go wrong. Any electric ovens, hobs, sometime now the new oven came out, the John Lewis cell, what's it called, slide and some fancy name it's got. And it has a heksher on it, and even the heksher, he told me that they checked up, it wasn't so simple whether it is or isn't really extra for Shabbos. You gotta check out every appliance you use. You want the people think, yeah, no problem. Someone told me, no problem in the shower. There was a letter in Hamidiyah last year. Hamidiyah, we know, is Torah's Moshe, everything's in Hamidiyah, is Mamish Dvar Hashem. And it's said there, and that's an idea that you want to have no problem, you have a shower. Sachakol, the hot water goes on, the flame goes on, no problem. You make a flame on Yontov, what's the problem? Now there's a couple of stories that I said involved in doing having a shower on Yontif with many types of boilers. You got, I'm not saying all boilers, but the Ika, many boilers, there is a problem. And I wrote a letter to Hamidiyah the next week, a very strong letter. It's called "That's an Idea, Not That's a Halacha." And people should be careful they write in because people think, you know, you can do what you like on Yontif. Fires are okay, stovetops, ovens, showers, boilers. You got to watch out. It's not so simple. Now we've got Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot coming up. Every shali you've got with electrical appliances on Yontif, you always check this. Actually, mutter, some are, some aren't, and you got to know exactly what you're using.
Good. Right. I'm a very good boy. I'll give it to you.